From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Since the end of the Second World War, a tantalizing tale has lived on among veterans and aviation buffs. It goes like this. British troops, leaving Burma in 1945, buried dozens of Spitfire fighter planes in several locations around the country, also known as Myanmar. From Yangon, NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story of an English farmer who has spent the past 16 years hunting for the buried Spitfires.
Something is buried underground, and it's setting off metal detectors. A team of scientists and archaeologists is here at Yangon's Mingaladon Airport to find out if it's the Spitfires. The site is also a military airbase, and getting permission to dig here is difficult. There's an 86-year-old British veteran named Stanley Coombe with the team. He was here in Burma for the final chaotic days of the war. Japan had been defeated. British and American troops were eager to go home. They were getting rid of surplus military hardware any way they could. Coombe recalls driving past the British Air Force, or RAF, airfield at Mingaladon one day when something caught his eye.
Well, as we got to the end of the road, I saw these big crates, and we didn't know what was in them at the time. But the next day, I said to an RAF man, "What was in those crates down there?" And he said, "Would you believe Spitfires?"
Coombe told his story to David Cundall, a farmer from North Lincolnshire in England. Cundall says he's been flying airplanes and digging them up for nearly four decades.
And around Lincolnshire, there's lots and lots of World War II airfields. And I've dug quite a few up over the years, and have found engines and propellers and spare parts and spanners. And I have dug up Spitfires, Hurricanes and Lancasters.
Cundall believed the legend of the buried Spitfires. Since 1996, he's traveled to Myanmar many times in search of them. It wasn't until the European Union suspended its sanctions on Myanmar last year that its government agreed to let Cundall dig for the planes. Cundall believes his search team is getting close. They used ground radar mapping and other techniques to pinpoint the location of their dig here at Yangon's airport. Burmese geologist U So Thane has worked with David Cundall. He says he believes he has located a trove of planes in northern Kachin State, and he's sure they're Spitfires. I discovered 18 boxes, he says, all of them the same size, 11 feet high and 40 feet long. By using advanced technology, we can see the shape of the metal in the boxes. So Thane says there could be as many as 140 planes at around 10 sites. Cundall says the buried planes were disassembled and greased, so they could be in excellent condition. There are now only a few dozen Spitfires in the world that are still airworthy. Britons are still familiar with the drone of the Spitfire's engines and the silhouette of its elliptical wings. It's more than just the plane that helped win the Battle of Britain, says the project's lead archaeologist, Andy Brockman. It's a national icon.
It's not just a superb fighting aeroplane. It's a superb piece of Art Deco sculpture. It's a superb piece of engineering. And it has a cultural resonance that goes beyond just the artifact of an aeroplane.
He says the problem is that there's no documentary evidence that any Spitfires were buried. And if there were, it's not clear whether it was just to get rid of them or to be dug up and used again.
There's no treasure map saying X marks the spot. What we have is a collection of material, circumstantial evidence, witness statements, reports.
The quest for the Spitfires is being bankrolled by a video game company called Wargaming.net. The company's special projects director, Tracy Spate, says his firm has modest expectations for the search.
We did not approach this as a money-making venture. In fact, if we do make any money from it, we'll probably donate it to organizations involved in historic preservation of aircraft. Our motivations are primarily to tell a great story.
Even as the excavators dig, many skeptics are questioning whether the buried planes really exist. British media reported Friday that the team had failed to find any planes. But Cundall says he's determined to find the Spitfires.
They are coming back to the UK. I'm going to make that perfectly clear. They will generate jobs. And hopefully in 3 years' time, we'll see them at air shows. But that has taken me about a quarter of my life to achieve. And we're nearly there, but not yet.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.